One Day by David Nichols. The rain became heavier, oily drops of brown city water. And Emma Rhodes, standing on the pedals with her head lowered, saw she was only vaguely aware of a blur of movement in the side road to her left. The sensation is less of flying through the air, more of being picked up and hurled. And when she comes to rest on the roadside verge, with her face against the wet pavement, her first instinct is to look for a bicycle, which has somehow disappeared from beneath her. She tries to move ahead, but is unable to do so. She wants to take off her helmet, because people are looking at her now, faces craning over her, and she looks ridiculous in a bicycle helmet. But the people crouching over her seem fearful, and are asking her over and over again, "Are you all right? Are you all right?" One of them is crying, and she realizes for the first time that she's not all right. She blinks against the rain falling on her face. She is definitely going to be late now. Dexter will be waiting. She thinks very distinctly of two things. The first is a photograph of herself at 9 years old in a red swimsuit on a beach. She can't remember where, Filey or Scarborough perhaps. She is with her mother and father, who are swinging her towards the camera, their sunburned faces buckled with laughter. Then she thinks of Dexter, sheltering from the rain on the steps of the new house, looking at his watch, impatient. "He'll wonder where I am," she thinks. "He'll worry." Then Emma Mayhew dies, and everything that she thought or felt vanishes and is gone forever.